Hey, Dad, it's time for your show.
Beginning Hot Dad Out Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Odd Dad Out Podcast, where normal is not my specialty. I am Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out, and this is the show where I generally just find a topic, chat about it for a bit, and hopefully say something funny along the way. So, quick recap. It seems once again I'm sick. I know every time I get sick, I say I don't get sick all the time, and then it seems like I'm sick all the time. But it's another case where, summer's coming on and weather changes are kicking my ass. And I've missed enough shows that I don't want that to hold me back. So, here I am. How you guys been out there? I wouldn't say I phoned in last week, but I've said before, when we record the Mom and Dad Cuss show, we do that first. And honestly, when we walked away from recording that show last week, I just felt like, this is awesome. I'm not going to do better than this tonight. This is exactly what I was going to talk about anyway, so fuck it. Let's go out and throw this out. So, I totally believe if, half of you guys who normally would listen to both shows, because I honestly don't think I have that wide of an audience, but for those of you who do listen to both shows, probably didn't listen to both shows last week, and I totally get that, and that's fine. Incidentally, I'm not the only one that's sick. So, with Rihanna down again this week, there is actually no Mom and Dad Cuss show this week. Sorry, guys. That's just what happens. You got four kids. It cycles its way around, which kind of stinks. Like I said, I think that's the funnier show, but I think that's because, between us, we're hilarious. And if you follow along on the Facebook pages for our shows, we're getting better about the Facebook stuff. So if you really want to see some in-between shows stuff, you should follow the Mom and Dad Cuss and the Odd Dad Out page on Facebook, because that's where the in-between shows funny shit goes up. But because this is the show where normal is not my specialty, and I can't make up my damn mind about what I'm going to do, I'm taking a different direction. Have I done this? I think I did that, two shows ago. Because I keep saying, this is supposed to be a funny show, right? This is supposed to be a comedy show, and it's been listed since day one as a comedy show. And so, it's early on. I'm coming up on a year. Holy shit, I'm coming up on a year with this show. But I'm coming up on a year, and sometimes you just have to, cheat to find material, right? And so I'm cheating to find material. So, what I've decided to do, and I think this is gonna be great, it's gonna be fabulous, because I will never run out of material because people are stupid, is I'm going to be pulling some funny shit from the news, because when I started doing that, that was the easiest thing to do. Like, let's pull a story from the news that's just really dumb and make fun of them. Because making fun of shit is what I do. And I realized I got really far away from that. So, let's make fun of some stuff. And this week, and I totally didn't mean to do this, it seems like everything that I pulled up had to do with animals. So, let's just jump in with the crazy animal news for this week. And I think I'm going to take us in from the mildest to the most extreme. Let's see. A man in Boulder, Colorado was stopped at an x-ray machine trying to sneak an iguana into a courtroom. You heard that right? He tried to sneak an iguana into the courtroom and they caught it on the x-ray. What the fuck? Okay, I get you have a service animal, but I'm pretty sure your companion iguana is not necessary in the courtroom. And this guy wasn't even there, as he wasn't a witness, he wasn't on trial, he was just there to support his friend or some shit. Like, what the fuck need your iguana in court? Is he gonna get lonely without you? What the fuck? Like, how long are you going to be gone that your iguana needs to be with you? your emotional support iguana. People don't realize that. Okay, I'm gonna sit here and people are gonna get pissed at me for this. I don't give a fuck about your emotional support pet, because I'm sorry, 9 times out of 10, that's bullshit. And I've actually learned that you can pretty much get one of those stupid forms or releases or whatever bullshit on the internet. You can just go online and punch in a little stupid fucking thing, and it gives you your registered little my pet is a support animal bullshit, and you just get your little fucking vest for your dog or your cat or your pig or your iguana, and you can take your fucking cat or pig or iguana or whatever the bullshit on a plane. No, you're a fucking idiot. You're lonely, sad, and you need friends. Because if you are so hurting for companionship that you have to try and sneak your iguana into the courtroom, you need psychological evaluation. Preferably from somebody who's not going to give you a prescription for your iguana. You know, I've heard those stories about like people getting kicked off the plane. People getting kicked off the plane because they had an emotional support pig shitting in the aisles. Or a goat. Or whatever the hell stupid animal that people try and... No. And people don't even question it anymore. They, you know, there are signs on every building and every place where you go that say, no animals allowed except for service animals. Now, fun fact. Service animals specifically states in the law that is for seeing eye dogs. Seeing eye dogs, meaning you're blind, you have a dog, that's the only animal that's protected under that law. True story. I didn't even know that. I actually saw that somewhere else where somebody pointed that out because they were just as frustrated as me. Because it's fucking dumb. And I was a restaurant manager for 13 years and I had to start dealing with that bullshit of people coming in with fucking dogs and little fucking teacup chihuahuas and bullshit in their purse, or having a guy with a cat in his backpack, and he's got a card and says, oh, it's a registered service animal. You can't say anything. It's not a... Your kitten is not a service animal. Do you have PTSD? If you've got PTSD and you need a kitten to go out in public, you probably shouldn't be going out in public yet. You probably are not mentally stable enough to be going out in public under normal circumstances anyway, unassisted. So having a kitten or whatever... And this is true. This is like straight up. I comes into my restaurant with a kitten and a backpack trying to claim it's a service animal. Now, I'm not going to deny that maybe you need the companionship and all that, but you know what? You've got a kitten. You haven't been out very long. You haven't needed assistance for very long. So you probably shouldn't be left on your own anyway. You should probably be supervised. Sorry, I know it sounds cold. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people out there that get pissed about this, but I don't fucking care. You either need a little bit better mental care, you need to stop bullshitting yourself that you have a problem, or no, that's it. That's all you have to do. Stop being a sissy about it, or seek better treatment than here's a little placard for your cat. That's not treatment. That's, what's the fucking phrase? That's enabling. That's it. Okay, story number 2. Pa-pow. And I was torn on which of these is the worst of the two. But, let's go with this. An Ohio woman has claimed she is being held prisoner in her own home by deer attacks. Deer attacks. Now, I understand that deer are somewhat threatening, and it is apparently a large doe that attacks her and her dogs as she's trying to walk her dogs. But really? What about you is so threatening that this doe particularly picks on you? Now, according to the woman and according to the report, and I'm going to have all, I have all the links to these stories in the show notes, odddadout.blogspot.com. So you can check those out if you want to read up on these particular idiots. But According to the woman, the fawn, this particular young male's mate, lives in her backyard. Now, that's all fine and dandy. And she's apparently called animal control and fish and game, and they've basically told her, hey, there's nothing we can do. Build a fucking fence. Think about it. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I like to have the open space and open. No, build a fucking fence, okay? If you have a problem with a deer living in your yard, causing another deer to attack you, never mind that you're fucking stupid. Did you have a deer attacking you? There are things that they make to repel deer. Really. There are things they make and things you can buy. And if you have you live in an area where deer are living in your fucking yard and you are being attacked by deer, you probably own a shotgun. Have you ever thought of scaring the fucking thing away? Just a thought. Scare the fucking thing away. Build a fence so that it goes away. Can't live in your damn yard. Like, oh, I have acreage. Build a big fence. Build a big fence. Something, anything. There are ways to deter animals. Or fire a shotgun a couple of times to scare it away. And if you live in an area like that, I'm sure you could probably fire your shotgun. There are blanks or birdshot. Or, you know, something called buckshot. They don't name these cartridges to be catchy. Just fucking scare it away. I'm sorry. Deer move. They move. So it couldn't just be sitting in your yard all the time. Really. What the fuck is the problem? It's like, oh, it lives in my yard. How the fuck big is your yard? Because you know what? Deer, even if they live in an area, they gotta get up and move. They gotta go eat. They gotta get water. They gotta do all these fucking things. It's gotta leave sometime. Build a fence. Scare it away. Put something down as a deterrent. There are methods to correct your problem so that you don't feel like a prisoner, quote, air quotes, prisoner in your own home because of deer attacks. Really. You know, pepper spray I think I'm just going to get a lot of animal hate this week, but you know, if you're being so threatened by a deer, fucking pepper spray the thing. You're telling me you're in an area where there's, you know, apparently the threat of being attacked by a wild animal just walking your dogs, and you don't go outside with some sort of protection? You know, never mind the dogs. You don't walk out with pepper spray, or you don't carry a gun or a big something that you don't have some sort of protection. Fucking pepper spray the deer. I don't care if it's mean. I don't care if it's not humane. I don't care. It's not cruelty to animals when it's self-defense. Because you know what? If that deer attacked me and I lived out there, I'd probably have a gun. And if a deer was attacking me, I'd fucking shoot it. And I will straight up admit, I have never fired a gun in my life. But you know what? If I live in rural Ohio or anywhere wooded where there is the actual legitimate threat of being attacked by a wild animal on my own property, then I'm probably going to have a gun. I'm probably going to have a gun and I'm probably going to know how to shoot it. I'm probably going to fucking hunt or anything of the sort. But I'm probably going to have some sort of protection in my home that in the oddly unlikely chance of being attacked by a wild animal in my front yard, I could defend myself from a fucking deer. That's all I have to say about that. It's not all I have to say about that. It's fucking dumb. This is actually the story that inspired this entire subject this week. But really, a deer. Or two deers. I guess it takes two deers. And if Rihanna were right here, she would probably be trying to deer. Deers? Deeress? Because she does that. I don't know what she would imagine the plural of deer is. I believe it's a deer or deers. I don't care. She's going to question it. She's going to text me after she listens to this. And question what is the plural of deers. And that is fine because that's the thing that my wife does. But enough about my wife. More about crazy fucking animal stories, right? Because it's about the crazy fucking animal stories this week. And we're just flying through them today, aren't we? We are flying through the crazy fucking animals. But this one, and this is another case where this is one of those stories where people are stupid. And I think all of these stories are basically people are stupid. But a woman during a marathon in New Mexico, woman running a marathon was attacked by a bear. You heard that right. And again, I know I keep repeating that. A bear attacked a woman while she was running a marathon. Now, I'm sure you're asking, how the hell do you get attacked by a bear marathon? Well, see, the thing. These idiots were running a marathon through a wildlife preserve. A wildlife preserve. A place that is designated land for wild animals to just be wild animals. An area where you can't live, you can't develop, you can't do shit like this. Why? Because they're fucking wild animals. We literally caged all the fucking wild animals into this area so they can just live and be the fuck away from people. And what are we going to do? We're going to run around inside the fucking cage. Let them get eaten. Let them get eaten. That's all I put. We're going to build a giant cage for the animals. Where they feel great, they feel comfortable, they are at home. We just built a giant home for all the animals, where the animals are totally cool, and it is their territory. And then we're gonna fucking go jogging there. You're dumb. All you people are dumb. All you fucking marathon runner. Now, if she died, I probably wouldn't be so critical. She lived. Okay? I'm not that much of an asshole. Okay, I am that much of an asshole, but I wouldn't be openly, publicly picking on her if she died. According to the story, again, in the show notes, little baby bear cub runs up the tree next to him, right near the woman. Here comes mama bear, attacks woman, other marathon runners, you know, help protect her and, you know, whatever, help ward off the bear until authorities come and take her away and fly her, you know, airlift her off to the hospital. And, you know, have to assume she survived because it doesn't say woman mauled to death by bear. But, yeah, I wouldn't be as much of a dick if she died. And this, again, the story didn't say woman mauled to death by bear. It says bear attacks woman while running marathon. So I'm assuming she survived. And, you know, it seemed like other marathon runners equally stupid who weren't so unfortunate to be right in the path of mama bear. But again, you were running through the bear's home. You ran through the bear's home. Oh, look, there's a baby bear. Oh, shit, we need to get out of here. You're running a marathon. And if at the very least, if you're going to be dumb enough to run a marathon through bear territory, which is already dumb, you're going to be dumb enough to run a marathon through bear territory. Don't you think you should be doing it when the bears aren't going to be active? You know, maybe do this in the fall, maybe in the winter. Come on, it's New Mexico. It doesn't get that fucking cold. I mean, it's northern New Mexico. Now, I live in Arizona. I live in, like, central Arizona. You know, right now, it's hot as all fuck here. And I know if I go an hour or two north, the temperature drops about 30 degrees. New Mexico doesn't have the same climate change that I do. But you know what? It's still northern New Mexico, not Montana. It's not, you know, 20 below. It's, you know, in the winter, it's in the 40s and 50s. You can run a marathon. It's okay. People do it in New York and Boston and all these fucking places all the time. People do it all the time. You don't have to run the marathon in the summer. On top of that, it's not as good for you. You're probably going to get dehydrated and die. Or get randomly attacked by a mama bear and die. Because you were fucking dumb running a marathon through bear territory in a wildlife preserve in the summer. Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. You, all you people, Mr. Iguana Man and Miss I don't know how to take care of deer outside my own home, and Miss, I want to run a marathon in bear country. Y'all are dumb. This is dumb animal people. Animal people? Are you animal people? I don't know. This is dumb animals. When animals attack, you know, dumb people. Remember that show, When Animals Attack? It didn't always seem like it was the people's fault. Yeah. There's all this talk about animal attacks nowadays, and people bitching about alligators at Disney World and gorillas. And I'm sorry, it's not the animal's fault. It's not the animal's fault. You know, whether it's, you know, the gorilla thing, and I'm not even going to take a side other than say, hey, people should pay more attention to their kids. There's never been a case of a person in a that's gotten attacked in an enclosure, like a civilian in an enclosure, that wasn't the person's fault. Sorry. You know, kids in the gorilla cage, or kids in the bear cage, or kids in the lion cage, whose fault was it? Probably the kid. You know, this is not the case of the zookeeper was attacked while they were feeding tigers, or the tiger got out because somebody didn't lock the cage. This was somebody snuck in, somebody got into the enclosure and got attacked by animal in the animal's environment. This goes back to the person in the bear preserve. You're in the animal's home. You got attacked by the animal. It's your fault. Kind of sympathy for the 2-year-old that died at Disney World. And there's kind of, I will admit there's two sides to that one. There's the, oh, there should have been better signs. And then there's the, you're in fucking Florida. It's the alligator capital of the world. There is not a body of water in Florida that doesn't have gators in it. So it's, I see both sides of it. Yeah, maybe they could have put up better signs. Yeah, you could have kept a better eye on your kid. I'm sorry. I have little faith in people. Sorry. People are fucking dumb. As all of these previous little animal stories have shown, people are dumb. People do dumb things, and people seem to think that they are smarter than animals. All the evidence seems to be going the other way. It sure seems like people are not much smarter than animals. It sure seems like people are about as dumb as bricks. And, you know, animal A may have the brain of size of a walnut, but you know what? The big human gray matter is solid brick, so it doesn't matter. And so when you're thinking with a brick, you climb into animal pens and run marathons through bear territory and sneak iguanas into your briefcase. Because people are dumb. And we're on a downward spiral into animals taking over the planet again. Yes, that's it. We shouldn't be worried about the global warming and pollution and living green. We should worry about people are getting so dumb that Planet of the Apes will happen. That was the first step. That's right. The gorilla in the zoo, that was Caesar. He's going to take over, and it's going to be Planet of the Apes for real, because people are getting that much dumber and the animals are just staying flat. We're getting to a point where the alligators and the gorillas and all of the animals are going to just fucking take over. We are going to be slowly becoming dumber than them. Yep, I said it. I don't know how I got there. Really? I don't, well, I could probably listen back to the tape and tape. Really? Tape? Does anybody still use tape? I don't know. Scotch tape. I don't have scotch tape, but I could listen back and figure out this entire chain of thought, but it still goes back to people are dumb, and people are underestimating animals, and people are dumb. That's it. The moral of the story, people are fucking stupid. Don't mess with animals. And you don't need a companion iguana. Okay. Legit, I don't know if it was a companion iguana. All I know is a fucking dumbass guy tried to sneak an iguana into a courtroom. For all I know, this was like assassin iguana. And because iguanas have like really nasty bacterial, whatever, like really nasty bites, he was going to sneak the iguana into the courtroom and kill somebody with it. That'd make a much better story, don't you? He's going to sneak in and he's going to assassinate somebody with an iguana bite. Untraceable. Except for, you know, the imprint of the iguana bite on the wherever the fuck they bit them. But anyway. that is all I have for this week. And I know it was a pretty quick show because I was reading shit. Because I didn't have a completely free-form thought. I didn't have like the big thing this week, you know? So many times I just have I'm going to talk about this one thing. And I'm just going to think and go and see where it takes me. And this week it was, hey, I got a bunch of little shit. And I'm going to pick it apart and I'm going to make fun of a lot of people. And call the general human populace fucking morons. I'm good at that. I'm actually good at that. That's the fun part of this. That was what I intended to do with the show in the start. So if I don't have somebody here, I got to make fun of something, right? And anybody who knows me knows that's the shit I do. That's the fun shit. So that's what I'm going to keep doing. I'm going to just keep making fun of shit. Why? Because I'm a smart ass. That's why. Because it's fun. I don't feel as shitty. Endorphins are great for healing. I'm internally, I'm laughing my ass off. It's fun to make fun of people in a totally not hating and just calling people fucking idiots. Yep. I don't know. I'm the youngest crotchety old shit you'll ever meet. But in the meantime, I've got other shit I've got to find to cat interference. Ah, cats. I've got to start looking for more shit to make fun of. So, until next week. No, not yet. I have to start nagging you first, because I haven't been nagging you enough. You guys need to subscribe. Really. All of you. Even you guys, and I'm totally going to, I gotta stop a second, because I promised I was going to do this, and I wasn't thinking about it until right now. But I want to give a shout out to all of my regular listeners. True story. I have found, because I get tons of fun numbers every episode that tells me all these great things about all of you great people who listen to this show, who consistently listen to this show. And I know I'm not the greatest podcast out there. I'm building. I'm still a new guy. I haven't officially reached, I think next week is my 1 year anniversary. And I feel like kind of a failure because I'm coming up on 1 year and I'm coming up on episode 29, not even around 30. I'm coming up on episode 29. And, you know, 1 year of a theoretically a weekly show, I should be at 52. I'm literally 22 episodes down from where I should be. So I got to work on that. And I promised to work on that at New Year's. And I've not met all my New Year's promises. But I do have a great group of regular listeners who I just want to give like mad thanks to. And I don't have any of your names. And that's what I want to know. That's what I'm reaching out to you for. Because I have all of you guys every week. I'm seeing San Jose, California. I got to pull up a bigger list because right now, again, I'm sick. And so I've got to pull up my list because my list just bounced and it's updated and I lost a bunch of stuff. But I know every week, every new episode, I see these same cities popping up. And let's see, I have, and it's because I always, like I said, I see these same cities pop up every week, and I want to give thanks to my listeners in Ashburn, Virginia. And I'm sure you may not necessarily, I don't know a lot of these, like, not as major cities. So you could totally be like your nearest whatever is Ashburn. But let's see, I've got my top cities in Ashburn, Virginia, Oceanside, California, Mocksville, North Carolina, Mountain View, California. That's another one, been around since the very beginning. Dallas, Texas, Lodi, California, I've been seeing a lot lately. El Mirage, Arizona, Peoria, Arizona. Okay, I live in Surprise, Arizona, and if I actually listen to my own show, it does tell me, so I'm not totally fudging these numbers. Let's see. San Antonio, Texas. Tucson, Arizona. Again, another Arizona. I don't live in Tucson. And let's see. I don't have cities listed, but I have, let's see. And to my recently added listeners in Thailand and Vietnam and Australia and Italy, and I've seen London and one. And where is it? Another Italian city, and it's not on my list right now. No! But thank you to all of you in all of these cities. And if I missed you because wherever you're listening from, it's not telling me, let me know. Let me know. Send me your name. That would be awesome. I'm giving shout outs to cities right now, but I would love to give shout outs to names. If you are a listener to this show, and it's totally, that's why I'm putting this on the end, because if you're a true listener to the show, you're actually listening to this and you'll get this message and you'll be awesome and you'll reply. But send, if you're actually like a regular listener or a listener at all, send me an email or a tweet or like the Facebook page or a message on Facebook or whatever. Facebook or Twitter at odddadout, or email me at odddadout@gmail.com, or drop me a message in the comments on odddadout.blogspot.com. Sorry, I'm trying not to cough right now. Send me a message. Tell me your name. Tell me where you listen from. Because I would love to put names to the cities that are on my list. Because, you know, for all of the things technology can do, they can tell me where you're listening from and where you're from, but it can't tell me who you are. And so I would love to know more about you guys that have been out there and have been supporting the show for so long. Because even when I'm gone, even when I miss a month of shows like I have recently or in the past, I see you guys keep coming back. And I love that, and I appreciate you guys so much. And I think if I started seeing some of these, you know, if I saw, you know, Ashburn and Mountain View, California and Lodi, if I started seeing these cities drop off my stats, I really start questioning the show. I really start thinking, you know what? My real listeners aren't listening anymore. So maybe I should pack it up. But you know, through good and bad shows, and then God, I know I've had them. You guys have been there with me. So I want to be able to thank you guys personally and give you guys, you know, proper credit for supporting this show. So until next week, I've already given you all of the ways to reach me. So until next week, remember, subscribe, rate, review, Google Play, it's on your phone if you got an Android. iTunes, it's on your phone if you got an iPhone. And what else is anybody really using? There's lots of other apps, but those are built into your phone. Just use them. Google Play Music app and iTunes. Subscribe, rate, review. And until next week, I am Adam Higgins, the Odd Dad Out. Thank you and good night.